Okay, everyone, welcome back to today's episode of Curless Minds. I am your host for the day, Ryan. I'm joined by my two pipsqueak friends, Darren and Phil.
Yo, yo, yo.
How's it going, everyone?
Great.
All the listeners at home are chomping at the bit to get this episode because we didn't have one last week. They're all depressed, lonely, don't know what to do with their lives.
Probably angry. Angry.
Yeah.
I think they're probably pretty much furious. Yeah. I believe it will be your fault, Phil.
They might send you death threats down.
No, that won't be the first time. I've had death threats, so.
Have you replied to any of them yet?
Yeah, I applied to one of them because he had really nice handwriting. I had to compliment him on the handwriting.
Was it in the colour red?
It was in the colour red, it was in blood.
Oh,
I wonder if it was his blood or somebody else's blood.
Mm,
maybe it was your blood.
Yeah, and you
plot twist.
Ah, that's a good point.
That'd be a good film, actually.
I did have like a bit of a scar when I woke up.
It's creeping into your bedroom at night, siphoning off your blood and writing death threats with it.
I'm not going to be asleep tonight. Cheers for that.
So guys, today's episode is going to bring back a little bit of nostalgia for some of our visitors, I think.
Okay.
Going to be on cartoons of the 90s. So anyone around about our age who was hot into watching cartoons when they were little, there'll be some...
In the brain.
Some good memories in the brain for you. So I think it'll be good. We're going to start with the Would You Rathers, and seeing as the topic is... cartoons of the 90s, it's going to be slightly less gruesome than some other people's Would You Rather.
The Reign of Terror.
Yeah. So, we're going to start off with a really easy one. Well, easy in that there's no negative choices either way.
Okay.
It's a nice positive one. Would you rather, as a child, have only been able to watch the Cartoon Network or Nickelodeon?
Ooh.
That's an impossible question for me because I never had neither.
Wow.
Do you know what sort of cartoons are on?
Yeah, because my cousin Michael, he used to watch Cartoon Network at his house, and I used to enjoy watching Cartoon Network. I never watched Nickelodeon, so it has to be Cartoon Network for me.
Nickelodeon has a lot of more like people-related footage, like... Sister, Sister, Clarissa Explains It All.
Yeah. Never heard of that.
Sabrina the Teenage
I've heard of that. I used to like Sabrina.
Yeah. I think I would actually have to pick Nickelodeon. Just for the fact of Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yeah, it was good, but I think I would go with Cartoon Network.
Okay.
What my favourite was Dexter's Lab was on
Cartoon
Network.
I do like Dexter's Lab. Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah, Powerpuff Girls.
Johnny Bravo.
I used to like Johnny Bravo.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Ed, was that on there?
I can't remember.
Was it Dragon Ball Z?
Dragon Ball Z was on the Cartoon Network for...
Kevin Chicken.
Mm.
Yeah, you're right, actually. You sort of changed my mind. Yeah. Can't change it.
I was going to say no backs, but well, it's the first one back for a while. I'll let you have a change if you want.
Yeah, I think Cartoon Network. Yeah, Johnny Bravo was awesome.
Yeah, Johnny Bravo was awesome.
It's on Netflix, you know, you can still watch it.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. I'll have to borrow your login.
You already do anyway.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, next one. Would you rather... be one of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or one of the Power Rangers?
Ooh.
That's an easy one for me.
I know technically the Power Rangers are not really a cartoon, but I thought I'd put it in there.
It's a kid's show, so. It's Power Rangers. One, because of human, and two, you have those big robots. What do they call the robots?
Megazords.
Megazords, that's it.
Mm.
Yeah. I was a big fan of both of them as a child.
Was it?
Yeah.
I remember.
Massive fan of both.
You remember the Megazord toys that you could get? You could get one that was all together, but then one that you could slot together.
Yeah.
And I could never, my parents would never buy me one.
Yeah.
But one of the guys who lived in our street had one, so we always used to go around to his house and play with it in his garage.
I used to always want that.
The remote control one.
Yeah, that's the crappy one.
Yeah.
It's all stuck together. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's cool that it's remote control, but... you wanted that. I don't know how much it was back in the day. Was it like £25 because of
inflation? No, it was a lot of money. I think it was even like £100 there.
Yeah. I used to have the little thing that you put in your hand and you can change the coin in the middle. You know, and they go, Power Rangers. Go.
Oh, yeah. I had one of them.
I had every Power Ranger, all of them, except for the green one.
You have the gun.
I didn't have.
I did have the gun that changed into a sod.
Yeah.
That was the one thing I'm getting. I really thought it was the Megazord, but I still like the gun.
Yeah. I think I even had the one... that the Green Ranger used to have, you know, it had like a little flute on it.
Oh, yeah.
And the sound.
Yeah.
I never used to have that.
Yeah. I would probably go for the Power Rangers as well.
Though. Yeah, I think I'd go for the Power Rangers. Don't get me wrong, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is good.
Yeah, they were
good. But... Yeah. It's no Power Ranger.
Shredder. I don't think I want to be a turtle as well.
I don't mind being a turtle, but it'd be much cooler flying around in a Megazord.
Plus, if someone knocks you on your back, you can't get back up.
Well, there is that, I suppose.
They do all sorts of breakdancing down and they'd be stuck if they couldn't get off their...
It was a joke because the old turtles can't get up of you.
These aren't real turtles, Darren. These are Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I didn't cover that. I thought they were real.
Okay.
Do you watch the film? The not the newest new one, the old one, the 90s.
No, there's been quite a few films.
Yeah, well, there was one from the early 90s, I meant.
I haven't watched any of them, I've only watched the cartoons.
You don't watch the new films?
No, it looks good, though.
It's terrible.
One, that's good.
Is it? Oh, no, I thought it was really good.
I've only watched, I've not obviously not watched the one that's not come out yet, but the last one was...
The latest trailer.
It's too bright for Darren, too many colours, and it's black and white.
Yeah, they're like red blood, Darren, not green blood.
They were annoying as well. They tried to make them all street. I know they were in the old ones, but...
Yo, man, you want to mess
with weed? They are, exactly like that, except for the weed bit. They were like that.
All street.
Donatello, which...
Donatello's the purple one. No, orange is Michelangelo.
Yeah, he's like wearing a gold chain and everything.
Is it?
So like going, yo!
Yo!
With a clock on it.
Yo, yeah!
Flavor.
More, it matters as well, then.
You guys know how to score any heroin.
That was, you have seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah.
Okay, well, the next one. Would you rather be G.I. Joe or He-Man?
Ooh, you know, I was never a big fan of G.I. Joe, nor any of the later films either. So, He-Man, I loved him with his topless physique and his little pants and his brown shoes and his humongous sod.
By the power of Grayskull! That was He-Man, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was He-Man.
Was Will Ferrell.
Power of Grayskull.
I just thought that was Will Ferrell, honestly.
It was He-Man, that wasn't it?
Yeah.
He holds it up and the lightning comes down. Goes,
that's how he becomes
the
power
of Grayskull.
It says it in Hot Fuzz as well.
I only know it from Will Ferrell going, by the power of Grayskull.
Nick Frost says it in Hot Fuzz as well.
Jack Frost.
Yeah, Jack Frost. I'll have to be He-Man. One, I didn't even know we had G.I. Joe in this country. I thought our G.I. Joe was Action Man.
Right. No, they are in both.
I didn't know we could get them in this country. But yeah, He-Man was a lot better. He-Man was ace.
Yeah, He-Man was pretty cool. I got to admit. I go for He-Man as well.
Them pecs.
Yeah.
Some nice ass pecs.
Them der pecs. So,
yeah. He really did work out a lot.
Good.
Yeah, okay. So the next one's sort of a two-part question. Sort of, but anyway. Would you rather be yourself in the Pokemon universe or the Dragon Ball Z universe? So you're you, but that's where you live. You either live in the Pokemon universe or the Dragon Ball Z universe.
Ooh, tough one. I'm going to say the Dragon Ball Z one because you got that pose and you can float. Well,
you
no, you said you're me, aren't you?
Yeah, you're you.
Well, that's a good point.
More than like that, and you wouldn't have those
powers. Yeah.
That being said, there was one human who learned, didn't there? Gohan's girlfriend.
Oh, I can't remember that one. I had to watch Emma Cousins' house, so I didn't watch every one of them.
Oh, I'm a big fan. I might start rewatching them, actually.
I've got them all if you want them.
I don't know whether I should watch that first or Pokemon.
I'm going to go for Pokemon.
Would you,
Yeah. Even though I'm not a fan of Pokemon.
Yeah, like he isn't a fan of Pokemon, and... I struggled with this one as well when I was writing it, but I think I would pick Pokemon for that one because Dragon Ball Z would be cool if you had the powers, but more than likely, as you said, I wouldn't. In Pokemon, anybody can catch a Pokemon.
That is true. I would definitely pick Pokemon. I mean, when you're at it, you probably thought,
You like animal cruelty, though, don't you?
Just, I don't know, it looks really fun. Like, a Pikachu outside, wait there, guys! And then I come back and go, right, carry on with the podcast. Just caught myself a Pikachu. Yeah, definitely. Awesome.
So the next
I report you to the ISPCA for catching little teeny animals in small balls.
It'll be going on all the time, though,
no? So the next one is a little bit more specific, but quite similar.
Okay.
Would you rather be Ash Ketchum from Pokemon or Goku from Dragon Ball Z?
Oh,
that is so easy.
Really?
Yeah, Goku, easy. Because Ash Ketchum's just a kid, isn't he? He's nothing special.
Yeah.
And Goku's like...
Got to the quarterfinal of the Pokemon League 12 times.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. He's still a kid.
It's got all the 70 Pokemon.
It doesn't stun him, mate. He's still a kid.
Charizard,
Goku's like a god.
Yeah. See, I'd have to change my answer on this then and say Goku.
Yeah.
I like his blonde hair.
I'd definitely pick Goku as well. Not only are you a superhero, but you are the most powerful superhero in the universe.
Mm. Yeah. Doesn't he look like he's on death row with his orange his orange suit there?
I've never really thought that.
He looks like he's on death row. He does.
What was the villain called? Freezer.
Freezer.
Remember him in a weird.
He was the best one. Yeah.
There was another one as well.
No,
there was
Cell
another.
Was, bear.
Cell, do you like Cell?
Was he the human
green
one?
Thing.
No,
there was a human villain as well. An elite human. Yeah, black hair.
Oh, Vegeta.
Vegeta. Yeah.
He's like
him.
Was like
I
liked his voice.
He was the first one in 9,000.
Vegeta, what does the scouter say about his power level? What? It's over 9,000!
Have you seen the remix to that?
No,
I haven't actually. No, you'll have to link it up. I'll show you that.
What if it was like, oh my god, it's 7,999! Would it be as good with it?
No. So he says over 9,000.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I don't think I've seen that episode.
Oh, that's one of the best ones. I think it might be the first saga in Dragon Ball Z from when it moved from Dragon Ball.
Hmm.
The Saiyan saga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Have you seen the film to that, by the way?
Which one?
There's a Dragon Ball Z film,
like 14 Dragon Ball Z films.
Not a cartoon.
Oh, the film. I have seen it. It's absolutely terrible.
I've heard good things about it.
It's shocking.
Awful.
Okay, guys, next one. Would you rather only be able to watch The DuckTales or Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers?
Chip and Dale's get annoying.
Do you not like Chip and Dale?
No, they annoy me. Theodore. I just want to squash him with my
No, foot. That's
Alvin.
Chipmunks.
Yeah.
That's Alvin and Chipmunks.
Theodore.
It's still the Chippendales,
and Chipmunks. No.
What's the Chippendales?
Chippendales was like, it's like Rescuers Down Under.
Yeah, I do remember. They were a similar sort of
species.
They were similar, right? But...
DuckTales, I used to love DuckTales. DuckTales, woo! Do you remember it?
DuckTales, I forgot the words. Ooh.
I'll just remember the tune.
I'll cut that bit. And I'll put the DuckTales theme tune over it with me singing.
No, I can't. I'm going to have to go for Chippendales.
Chippendales, yeah.
Yeah.
Chippendales is good. And I do like the Chippendales. But I think I go for DuckTales as well.
DuckTales.
I love DuckTales.
DuckTales was good. Yeah. Chippendales.
This next one's going to be incredibly easy for one of us.
That'd probably be me.
No.
All right.
Would you rather be Batman from the animated series
or
the amazing Spider-Man from Spider-Man's Amazing Adventures?
I used to be obsessed with Spider-Man Amazing Adventures when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I used to love it. I'm going to go with Batman just because he's a millionaire.
Right, okay.
It's just money, you know, all the time.
Yeah.
Show me that green, baby!
Of course it is!
Show me that cheddar!
Would you rather be living with Yanta? Right.
But with powers.
Or be a millionaire in a mansion.
But dead lonely. And no superpowers.
Yeah. You've got Alfred.
Alfred, yeah. Is his right-hand man.
Yeah.
I can't remember in the canteen series. Was Robin in that?
Later on he was.
There you go. You have Robin as well, so you're not that lonely.
I'm going to pick Spider-Man on this one. I want his powers.
Yeah, I'd go with Spider-Man to have a wicked awesome girlfriend in MJ.
Yeah,
true.
Spider-Man. Batman never really has a girlfriend.
Yeah, but you're a millionaire, so you could just get as many girlfriends you want.
It's not loving, though.
No, it's not the same thing. No. You're just
buying. Money pays for love.
Money pays for love.
Pays for something, but it's not love.
Right, it feels like love.
Well, not really.
Darren.
Okay, Darren bringing the tone down once again. Yeah.
As always. Nothing changes.
Another easy one. Well, I think it's easier. Would you rather be Tom or Jerry?
Ooh.
So, in other words, would you rather be a cat or a mouse?
Well, yeah, there's other things, haven't there? Would you rather win all the time or lose all the time? Aaron is all in that. I'm going to pick Jerry. I mean, yeah, it's been chased all the time, but he always wins. Is it he? It is a he.
Yeah, I think so.
He always wins, and he always, that feeling of like, haha, you know, screw you, Tom,
yeah.
His stupid cat. Yeah, every day, amazing. Massive ego boost.
It's Jerry.
I have to agree with him.
You going with Jerry as well?
This 90s quiz isn't very 90s, you know.
Well, it was still on in the 90s.
I suppose, I'll give you that, but...
Darren, the analyst.
I think it's more 60s, isn't it?
Well, it started off in the 60s, but I watched Tom and Jerry when I was young.
Yes, I did,
I
thought.
Yeah.
Well, 60s.
Stop bringing
it up. Your man was 80s, wasn't it?
Yeah, true. Yeah.
It was still on in the 90s.
Early 90s.
All right. Well, I didn't specify what part of the 90s.
Okay. I apologize.
Pokemon only came out in 1999.
Yeah.
Mm.
I thought it was older than that.
Well, it was only 17 years ago, that.
And Dragon Ball Z came out in 1980s.
Really?
Crack really?
I started watching it like late 90s.
I thought that was mid 90s.
Mm. Mm.
Weird.
Okay. Next one. I didn't say children's cartoons, I said cartoons of the 90s, and these were both cartoons in the 90s. Would you rather be part of the family in Family Guy, or part of the group of friends in South Park?
I'll probably go for the friends in South Park. I just hope I'm not Kenny.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think you're definitely a Kenny, you, Darren.
Yeah. crikey. Family Guy. Problem is, South Park friends don't really get along very well, do they?
They do. They just don't get along with Cartman.
Yeah, I probably would pick the South Park friends there.
I can.
Yeah.
I think I'd go with Family Guy.
Why?
It seems just more like a fun place to be.
Peter's a bit of a dick, really, isn't he?
Yeah, well...
Nice to make the podcast explicit, Darren.
I have to do this at some point.
It's always Darren that makes it explicit.
You don't just cut it out?
Yeah, no, I do.
Just do a beep.
Beep.
I think you should do beeps. Yeah, I think it'd be really funny.
Yeah, yeah. I could do it. Yeah. Darren just beeping all the time. Party mouth.
Potty mouth.
Potty. Is it a potty
mouth?
Potty mouth.
No.
Is it really not?
It's really not.
All this time I said party mouth.
Why would it be a party mouth?
Like a crazy mouth, like party. Poof, anything could come out.
Oh dear. Anyway, moving on. Yeah, I think I'd be in the Family Guy one. It's just more, I don't know. It just seems like it's more fun. There's more stuff going on. South Park's always a bit doom and gloom for me.
Yeah.
Like it's just not a fun place to be.
You have to dance.
You're always going right. Mm. Wrong.
You have to dance on that stage every time the show comes on. It's.
So just a recording, Philly. Just do it once.
Oh, okay.
Right. Last one. Would you rather have a Pokemon or a Digimon?
Oh, the Digimon were pretty awesome when they evolved, shall we say. But is it rather have or rather be?
Rather have.
Do we get to pick what Pokemon? And do we get to pick what Digimon?
Yeah, okay. I'll let you pick it.
I'd have to pick Pokemon, and I would have to pick Onix.
What?
Onix as well.
One good Squirtle and you're down the drain.
Well, it's pretty big though, isn't it? Nobody's going to push me around with a big Onix trailing me, are they? Mm-hmm. Maybe Mewtwo, but that's sort of an obvious cliche answer, isn't it? Yeah.
You're looking pretty lost, Darren.
I am very lost. I'm going to pick Pokemon. I want to be
Bellsprout.
I don't know what Bellsprout Metapod, is.
Metapod, Darren.
Metapod, yeah.
No. Magikarp.
But yeah. Less, I don't know. It's,
this is like a different language to me. I don't understand any of it.
No. Psyduck.
Psyduck.
Misty Psyduck.
I might have a conversation.
The viewers or the listeners that are listening right now, we'll know what we're talking
They're
about.
They're going, oh, he is a Psyduck, he is.
The problem is with those Pokemon for Darren, there's a lot of cur, apart from Metapod. You can just leave Metapod.
No, I would have Charizard. Was it Charizard? The big dragon?
Yeah, it'd be setting you on fire all the time.
Mm. Ride it?
Well, again, but it'd probably be setting you on fire all the
time. I'll take that risk.
Yeah.
Mm.
Which Pokemon would you pick, Ryan? Actually, which one would you pick out of these two?
I would pick Pokemon as well, yeah. I'd love a Pokemon. It's a difficult one, but I think I would go with...
Ditto?
Ditto would be good. But I was reading actually something about Ditto today.
Is it something about him being Mew?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've read about the story.
So what they think is Ditto was a genetic experiment trying to create a new Mew, because they obviously did that, because that's how they created Mewtwo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That went wrong, because it weighs exactly the same.
It's got the same attacks as well.
Mm, yes. Mm. So...
I apologise for anybody who's listening who doesn't care about Pokemon.
Everyone can.
There's like 10 people in the world who don't like Pokemon, Darren. Yeah, one of them. And not only that, but you've never actually really watched it, so you don't even know.
I used to watch it all the time as a kid. So because I didn't want to be out of the it crowd.
No, Darren.
See, we liked it because it was cool. Not because everyone else thought it was cool. We liked it because it was.
I was about 13 or 12.
14? I was like 15. Maybe I was 14. Yeah,
but that was all about doing what everyone else did back then.
Well, yeah, certain things.
Darren the sheep.
I will follow you. Go dear catch them all, though. That's all you got to do. Catch them all.
Yeah, it's cruelty.
Deary me. Okay, guys. Well, that's it for the Would You Rathers for this week. We're going to steam straight into Curlers Fact or Curlers Fiction.
Okay.
So, number one, Darren, you're up. Are you ready for this?
Go on, I'm ready.
Billy West was the voice who played Stimpy from the Ren and Stimpy show. He was also the voice for Fry in Futurama, Doug. You remember Doug?
I remember Doug. Yeah.
And like Woody Doug. The Woodpecker. True or false?
I bet Tommy that he's saying Woody Woodpecker. I was going to say true until he said Woody Woodpecker.
Did you say true then, Darren?
No, I said I was going to go for true.
That's wrong. You were going to go for fact, Darren.
Oh, fact.
I said it as well.
Did you? For God's
sake. I said it as a joke, but you didn't hear me. Right. So.
I'll go for fiction then.
Darren's going for fiction. What about you, Phil?
I think you've thrown one in there to throw us off.
I think he has.
So I'm going to say fiction.
Okay. You're both wrong.
Oh.
That's a stone cold fact.
All of them.
Yeah.
Darren, he's double bluffed us there.
Yeah, I've double bluffed us.
Okay, next one. Phil, this is on you.
Right.
In order to capture the movements for Aladdin's pants in the animated film / TV show.
Yeah.
The animators used an MC Hammer music video, you know, when he's got the big pants on.
Pants.
Yeah, they used that for reference when making the animation.
I'm going to say that's true. I'm going to say that's fact.
You're saying it's what, Phil?
Drilled it into my head now. I'm going to say fact. That is a fact.
Okay.
Can touch this.
Phil's gone for fact.
Thank you, I remember the song.
What about you, Darren?
I'm going to go for fact as well.
Going for fact?
Although they could have actually just put one of those pants on an actual person who worked at Disney.
Mm.
Actually, I'm going to change my answer.
You're going to change your answer?
I'm going to change it to fiction because they could just get some of those pants and put them on.
They could do that, yeah. But they didn't.
Oh. Yes.
Phil storms into the lead, 1-0. Okay, next one. This is for you, Darren. The voice actor who played Goku in the animated series Dragon Ball Z was actually voiced by a 78-year-old woman.
I'm going to go for fact.
Oh.
I just feel it's a fact. I don't know why I feel it's a fact.
A 70-year-old woman.
78-year-old woman.
78-year-old
woman. You're talking about the Japanese one or the English?
The Japanese one.
Okay.
I'm going to say fact.
You both come for fact? Final answers?
Yeah.
You're both correct. Woo-hoo. It is a fact.
Yay. No, I don't do high fives.
The person who played Vegeta, I believe, was actually an 86-year-old man as well. Quite old. People who did it.
They'll be dead now.
Probably.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Vegeta.
Rip.
Japanese live longer.
Rip Vegeta.
Don't rip Vegeta. He doesn't like
it. He doesn't like it?
Yeah. Okay, next one. Contrary to popular belief, the Master Ball in Pokemon does not have a 100% chance to catch a Pokemon.
Oh, man, that's a tricky one. It does not. I thought it was 100% because you can catch whatever you want. I'm going to say that's fiction. I think it is 100%.
Okay. Darren, what are you going for?
I haven't got a clue.
Do you not remember?
I was the first to know this.
You had the Game Boy game.
I don't remember.
People mainly just throw the Master Ball at him because they don't want to lose him. And it catches him no matter what.
I'm going to go with fiction anyway.
Ooh, sorry guys, you're both wrong. It's very close to 100%. It's quite high, but the Master Ball in Pokemon actually has a 1 in 65,536 chance to fail.
That's weird, that, because it has never failed on the Game Boy game.
Yeah. But you've not thrown 65,000 Master Balls, have you?
Yeah, I've only thrown.
So like over the course 10. Of throwing that many, you only have one failure.
Right.
So it's quite a low chance, but nevertheless, there is a chance there.
I really thought it was no matter what.
I throw a Master Ball every day.
Do you? Like what?
You know, just
catch a pre.
Cats.
Okay, next one, guys. The person who voice acted as Bart Simpson in The Simpsons was also the same person who voice acted Dee Dee in Dexter's Lab.
Fact!
Darren's gone for fact.
He wasn't, didn't say fact, he was just calling you fact.
All right.
No, I actually calling you fact.
Fair dues.
No, I was actually meant fact.
I know it is. I know Bart Simpson is a lady's voice. I know that for a fact. But what is it being Dee Dee? I'm going to go for fact.
You both going for fact?
Yeah.
You both wrong. Completely made that up off the top of my head.
No. I thought it was a fact.
Mm.
I don't know why.
Okay, next one. Back to some Dragon Ball Z. Everybody likes a bit of Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Phil, Goku's American voice actor once fainted from screaming so hard during a recording session.
That sounds quite feasible. I'm going to say fact.
Mm.
I've got to find another fact on that, because there's a lot of screaming in Dragon Ball Z. My recollection.
For like a whole episode.
Yeah, I remember that.
Next week's episode.
It's true. That's a fact. Well done, guys. I'm going to give you the chance for a bonus question, though.
Okay.
If you can tell me during what transformation this fainting session happened.
Ooh.
I'm going to pass on this because I can't remember much of it.
I'm going to say maybe it was Frieza's transformation.
Mm.
I'm going to have to just pass because I can't remember.
It was actually quite late on in Dragon Ball GT when he transformed into a Super Saiyan 4.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
You have to remember, I have to watch this at my cousin's house. So.
Yeah. You're a deprived child,
though. I was a deprived child.
Were you malnourished then as a child? Is this why you used to... The food that you eat now?
Oh. Yeah, that's why I used to go in bins, and in the bins were only pie and chips.
Well, man found in a bin with a pie and chips in it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Do you have gravy when you have your pie and chips?
I used it as gravy, but it wasn't gravy. No.
Dear me. Okay. Let's move on a little bit, guys. Surprisingly, Simpsons is only the third most successful cartoon show of all time, behind Mickey Mouse as number one and Looney Tunes as number two.
I'm going to go with fiction for that.
He's going with fiction.
Did he say Looney Tunes?
Yep.
I'm going to go with fiction as well.
Fiction, okay. You're both correct.
Yeah.
I think it's the most successful, isn't it, Simpsons?
No, Mickey Mouse is the most successful. Simpsons is number two. Looney Tunes is number three.
Really?
I was thinking you're just going for TV shows.
Nope. Next one. The voice of Shredder in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was Uncle Phil from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, I'm just trying to look at your face right and try and decide whether you'd have made this one up. And from what he's doing, Darren, that face there, it's fiction.
Right, Phil goes for fiction. What about you, Darren?
Phil's an expert on your face, so I'm probably going to have to go for what you said in fiction.
Well, unfortunately, you're both wrong.
I thought I knew that as well. I was going to say a fact, and he said
Darren was swear. Darren's showing us just what a sheep he is again.
I love you, Phil.
Thanks, Darren. Darren, don't touch my leg.
I wasn't aiming for your leg.
Darren, listen. No, just leave me alone. That's it. Keep them there. Well done.
Okay, guys. Next one, and this is another one for Darren.
Okay.
Darren will like this one. Originally, Arcanine was supposed to be one of the legendary Pokemons.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
In Pokemon Red and Blue.
One of the legendary Pokemon?
Yeah.
I don't have a bloody clue.
You just told us you used to play the games, Lord.
I did. I don't remember much of it. It wasn't
Well, now you know how we feel when we're fucking going on about the French Revolution or fucking all that shit.
What was the question?
The question is, originally, Arcanine, which is the...
I guess big, it's a dog.
The big dog.
It's like Charizard, but a dog.
Yeah. You remember the big flat fire dog?
No.
Well, anyway, that's what it is. Originally, Arcanine was intended to be one of the legendary Pokemons, but the team replaced him with Moltres right before the release of the game.
Which one was Moltres?
The Firebird.
No, Firebird seems very legendary because it's like the Phoenix, isn't it?
Mm.
So I'm going to go with Fitchin.
Okay.
I don't actually know this one. I could be stunned by what you're going to tell me. I mean, they're not all birds, all legendary Pokemon, but to replace Moltres with Arcanine is a very unusual swap. But I do know there are some legendary dogs in the newer Pokemon, so I'm going to say that it's fact.
Phil's right. Yeah. It is a fact.
Damn.
Okay, guys, this is the last one. Unfortunately, Darren, you can't win this, but you could maybe claw back some dignity. You can't even get a draw, unfortunately, Darren. So dignity is all you have left.
Mm-hmm. Never had dignity in the first place, but go on.
So, The Powerpuff Girls was the highest-rated debut of any show on the Cartoon Network for almost 10 years after its debut.
I'm going to go with fat. It smells like a fact to me. Look. It
smells like a fact to Darren.
I like the Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah.
And I did watch the first one when it first came out.
Mm.
And it was pretty successful. So I think that's also a fact.
It is a fact. It is. 100% true.
High five, Darren.
No.
Okay.
Okay, so Phil wins 5-3.
Yeah. Although it's not a quiz, Darren.
It's not a quiz. The points don't matter.
No beans.
But... no pride for you, okay. Unfortunately.
Yeah, I think I can live with that.
Do you think?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. So, next we're moving into Area 52. Deep in the darkest corner of the Dragon Ball Z galaxy, where the planet Vegeta was blown to bits by the evil villain Frieza, a black hole was formed from the remains of that planet and the weapons that he used. And then all travellers since then have gone there and to cast in their annoyances, frustrations, pet peeves, even people they don't like, to be cast away into the black hole of oblivion forever. And hopefully make the universe a slightly better place.
Hmm.
Phil, what have you got for us? What are you casting in there?
Okay. It's unrelated to cartoons, unfortunately.
Oh, that's fine.
I like all cartoons. But I'm going to throw in Sellotape. And a particular type of Sellotape.
Okay.
It's not a fresh roll.
Right, okay.
Imagine you're wrapping presents, you're all excited about wrapping your, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend's present, or mum and dad. And you notice it's last year's Sellotape. You don't have any fresh ones because of the credit crunch.
Can't afford some Sellotape.
They're not cheap. And you get last year's roll that's halfway done. And you're going to pick the Sellotape, you can't find the end. You're rolling around it. You might have done it before. For our listeners, I'm sort of rolling my fingers here. You're rolling it around, trying to get your fingernail to find that place, but it could be the other side. You might not be able to feel the end because it's a downward approach, so you need to flip it over and feel it again. Then when you do find it, like me, I don't have nails, struggle to pick it. And then I do pick it, and then you finally unravel it. And what happens? It tears again on the other side. And every single piece that you have, you have to start again.
Can I ask a question about this, though?
Yeah, question.
How would you wrap a present, then, without Sellotape?
It's a specific type of Sellotape. I don't mind brand new rolls, but when you sort of... the only ones you've got are ones that have been used before quite some time, and they start tethering at the end. And it just annoys the living daylights out of me. It's probably because I don't have any nails. But
I've got a question.
Go on.
When you finish with the Sellotape, why don't you fold it a little bit over in the end so it's easier to open up?
Because, one, I'm not patient enough to do that. And two, you've then stuck with, you've got to bite that end off or cut that end off because it's no good to use on the present, is it? Your present will be full of little flaps.
I do understand what it means. It is annoying.
Yeah.
The annoyance is only coming from your own laziness, Phil.
Well, yeah, but I don't have nails. Two, there's a lot of Sellotape in our house that aren't brand new. My mum seems to accumulate them over time. So when I'm wrapping presents and I forget to buy the Sellotape, because I think I've got Sellotape, you don't need it.
You could even buy a Sellotape dispenser for under £1.
Don't get me started on them, Ryan. Do not get me started on them.
I do want to get you started on them. Let's get you started.
Yeah, what's wrong with them? I think they're a pretty good invention.
I have one at home. I have one single one that we've had for years, and the blade is horrific.
Phil, this is once again the issues are coming from you being a cheap fucker.
I was agreeing with you for a moment, but Ryan, you kind of persuaded me to disagree with you.
I refuse to put this into
really
RF52, Phil. I refuse. On the grounds of the frustration is born from your own ignorance and laziness.
Well, we'll see.
And cheapness.
I'm going to show you what I mean with all these RF52s. You'll be like, yeah, it's frustrating. Then.
I have no issues with sellotape that's been used before because I always fold a little bit down at the end.
Right. See, I had the problem in work as well because you always have to carry tape on you just in case anybody has like a head block, you know, if they've like maybe severed the spine. Then you have to put tape over it. Never find the end. So the anaesthetist is really annoying at me every time. So, I hate it. Give me brand new sellotape.
I can see where he's coming from, but you know what? It's going to be a historic moment here. I'm going to actually agree with you.
All right.
I do get annoyed by sellotape.
But Ryan's not agreeing, don't so it's not going in.
No, but...
Don't. No, it's not.
He's out to get me.
What have you got for us, Darren?
Mine is celebrity news. Okay. Like, such a famous person has married such a famous person.
Like TMZ? Like,
yeah. It's just, who cares? I know some people do, but they just... In my eyes, they're just normal people. They just got a really great job. They're no different than you or I. But yeah, we treat them like gods. We treat them...
Do you not think that's true of yourself, Darren, to some actors or actresses in programmes that you like?
Like who?
Well, like people from Game of Thrones, for instance.
I don't.
I've seen you follow in the news forums on Facebook.
I do. I follow the news forums for the characters. I don't care about the actors.
Maybe, but...
I see you following the gossip columns. No, I don't care.
You know what
I don't.
Aretha McDonkovic is up to, who plays the Dragon Lord.
Is that real there?
No.
Alright. It's so disappointing, right?
Amelia Clarke, I believe the name is.
I don't really care what the actors are doing.
If one of them died, you'd care.
Oh yeah, well, care they died because then they'll have to replace their character and it's going to be a bit weird. I mean, they replaced... the character who plays Dario. I know you don't know who he is, but...
Ryan, you're meant to be hosting the podcast.
I know, but... I don't care if you'd such care a character... You such kids. An... I wouldn't.
You would, because it would affect when they can film, when they can't film. Maybe they can't do the episodes, maybe they
Lena Headey was having a kid when she was doing... That's why they had to superimpose somebody else's body on hers when she did the Walk of Shame, when she had to walk naked across the streets.
Darren's favourite bit, apart from there was no blood.
Yeah, it wasn't bloody enough.
Yeah, I agree with you, Darren. People are so obsessed with celebrities. Yeah, I'm going to throw it in, Darren. I will throw it in for you.
I'm also going to throw it in. I was just busting your traps.
Have you got one for us this week, man?
The hosts don't need to do that.
No.
No. Okay.
Darren threw one in last week. Expected breakfasts. Gone, Darren.
Friends who take the mickey out of you, but not like
they're only 6 months in there.
Rip off.
See what I did
there. Okay, guys. Well, that's in there. It's been cast away, Darren. So hopefully things will be looking a little bit brighter for you moving forward. Phil, you just need to stop being a cheapskate and fold over the sellotape. That's all I've got to say to you.
To buy a new sellotape every time.
That's even more expensive than buying a sellotape dispenser.
It's got that nice little arrow in it pointing to say, here it is. Although sometimes...
No, draw, just get some duct tape.
Yeah, we'll wrap a present up in duct tape.
Yeah,
it's true. Tinfoil and duct tape.
Oh,
do you know what is the most thing that makes you feel like Christmas, though? When you're wrapping presents, and I always put on the same film every time I'm wrapping presents.
Home Alone?
Spirited Away.
What?
I watched it on one Christmas, and it's always reminded me of Christmas now.
Really? Have you seen it? What's it about?
It's an anime.
Not a Christmas
girl.
Song, then, is it?
No, it's nothing to do with Christmas, but it reminds me of Christmas for some reason.
Loads of blood and gore.
Yeah.
No, because when
do
I
you
first...
know what reminds me of Christmas? Korean Five Finger Death Punch.
Hostel Part 2.
It does.
The Human Centipede.
Hey, Darren's a new one coming out. You going to watch it?
No.
I've watched it. I'll give it you. You can watch it.
Oh, is that the one where they're in the prison?
Yeah.
It's in. It's on Netflix.
Is
I
it?
Haven't watched it.
Yeah, I watched it on Netflix. Are you going to watch it?
No, it looks crap.
I haven't watched it, really.
Derek, I don't like giving him 10 speed. He did that in the second one. He got me a copy. I was like, oh, watch this. Watch this, Darren. I was like, ah, not really interested. He was like, watch it, watch it. So I finally watched it. Went up to him. I'm like, oh, that's a bit rubbish. It was just, didn't like it. He went, oh, I've not seen it.
I didn't want to watch it just because it was like really bad and maybe depressed. So Darren was guinea pig because he likes films like that.
I don't want. I'm just like, I like films with good storyline. If it's violent, it's violent, but...
Okay, that's enough. That's enough chit-chat. We're moving into the important part of the podcast.
Yeah.
Today's quiz.
Yeah.
The Crazy Curls quiz time.
Crazy Curls co-host quiz. We've all sort of said different things, innit? And we can
Crazy Curls quiz!
Darren says something different as well.
I bet he didn't say anything.
Yeah,
it does. It's question one.
Well done, guys. Our efficiency. Question one.
I like to keep it simple.
Actually, it doesn't even say a question. Yeah. It just goes, during the Reign of Terror.
Okay, guys, so, yeah, the Crazy Curlers quiz time.
Crazy Curlers co-host?
No, mine is the Crazy Curlers quiz time.
Okay.
So, just a little recap of the rules for any of our new listeners out there. Each of my good friends here have got a buzzer. Phil, let's hear yours. Darren. Okay, those are the buzzers. So, when I read the question out, they will initially have a few seconds to buzz in and answer the question. If neither of them know, neither of them buzz in, we'll then move on to a multiple choice. So I'll read out the four answers. Once again, fastest to buzz in gets the answer. You don't have to wait for all the questions, the answers to be read out. If you hear the answer and you know it, you can buzz in straight away.
Mm-hmm.
The winner gets either a point to go against the tally in the hopes of winning the eventual quiz, or they get the choice of minus one bean.
Okay.
Now, I know what you're all thinking, what the hell is a bean and what has that got to do with this quiz? Well, let me tell you what it's got to do with the quiz, because it might actually be the best part about the quiz if you're the quiz master.
Yeah, Ryan's omitted from this today, which is pleased to me.
So, if you get a question incorrect, you get one bean on your tally.
Mm-hmm.
If you are the overall loser of the podcast, you get three beans added to your tally. So, what the beans are a nice little game that we're totally not sponsored by called Bean Boozled that we've incorporated into our Crazy Curlers quiz time.
Crazy Curlers co-host quiz time.
No, it's the Crazy Curlers quiz time.
So, just a quiz.
So, let me just read out a few potential flavours that these beans can be. So we've got Berry Blue.
Yummy.
Mm-mm. Buttered Popcorn.
Yummy, yummy, Darren.
Sounds good. Juicy Pear.
Yummy, yummy. In my tummy, Darren.
Chocolate Pudding.
Yeah, we like chocolate.
Tutti Frutti.
Yeah, Darren, put it down. Don't eat it yet. Leave it. Leave it.
Or they could maybe be some of the following flavours.
Oh, sounds good, Darren.
Stinky Socks.
My favourite.
All right.
Vomit.
Yeah. Ooh, yummy.
That's one of the bad ones.
Lawn Clippings.
That one sounds like it's all right, but I tried it last week. Horrible.
Have you ever tried lawn clippings by any chance?
Only in these beans.
Canned dog food.
Yeah, see, that one again sounds like it might be all right, like corned beef, but no, again. No.
Skunk spray.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
Moldy cheese.
That's the worst one.
Rotten eggs.
Seems all right to me.
Buggers.
Yeah.
And a few other things. So, yeah, the chances are 50-50. Could be good, could be bad.
Mm.
We'll tally up the beans at the end, and you guys can listen to me laugh in hysterics while they eat all these beans.
I've just got to say this is unfair, because most of these are going to be about Cartoon Network and Nickelodeon, which I didn't have as a child.
That's a good point.
You watch cartoons as a child. You can't tell me. Well, then...
But most of them are going to be ones where I didn't actually get to watch. Only went to my cousin's place.
Let me... Officially, I want this kept in the podcast for... Darren, how much do you think I know about the French Revolution, the Reign of Terror...
Yeah, but you knew nothing
Napoleon
about it.
...Napoleon Bonaparte's hat, or...
Medieval
Britain...
But... Yeah, but Phil knew nothing about it as well.
Yeah, he's right, but Ryan is more intellectual than I am. So we.
I think you're both as stupid as each other.
Are there any Pokemon questions in this one?
All of them.
One, two, three, four,
none of them.
No?
None.
No Pokemon questions now.
Okay.
No.
So we're even, Stephen. You can put your moaning hat off now. Let's go.
Okay.
Rich people.
Yeah. Question number one. In the first season of Johnny Bravo, it is shown that he lives in the same universe as another popular cartoon show, and they actually do an episode together. Which other cartoon show is this? A. Pokemon. B. The Powerpuff Girls. C. Scooby-Doo. Or D. The Animaniacs. That's Darren.
Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo is correct. Oh, no. Darren wins. Are you taking a point or a minus bean?
I've got to go for a point, seeing as I've not got any beans.
Go for a point.
I remember it now. I remember. the Mystery Machine comes on as well. Yeah. Damn. You know, I'm glad you buzzed in now, because I tried to buzz in then, but withdrew, because I was going to pick Animaniacs.
So, Darren is in the lead. 1-0. Moving into the next one. You watch Captain Planet, Darren?
Never heard of it.
Captain Planet.
He's a hero. Gonna take pollution down to zero.
Never heard of that one.
Oh, well, you're not gonna do well on this question there.
Problem.
Oh, well. In Captain Planet, Gaia, the spirit of the Earth, is voiced by a famous actress. What is her name? We've got A. Whoopi Goldberg. B. Meg Ryan. C. Sarah Michelle Gellar. Or D. Jennifer Lawrence.
No, it's not Jennifer Lawrence.
I'm going to say B, Meg Ryan.
B, Meg Ryan is wrong.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Is correct.
That was just a guess.
2-0 to Darren. And Phil's got a bean. Oh dear. Okay, number three. Pinky from Pinky and the Brain also played a character in another popular TV series. Who was it? Ed, from Ed, Ed and Eddie. It's the Ed with two Ds.
Okay.
B, Ash from Pokemon. C, Raphael from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Or D, Johnny Bravo himself. Ooh, Darren buzzed in there.
Ed with two Ds.
Ed with two Ds is incorrect.
What's that shoe as well?
I really want to say the first one, but I don't know if I'm going to risk it.
I'm going to have to push you for an answer, Phil.
No, I'm not going to risk it.
He's passing. The answer is Raphael from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Really?
You were puzzling over going for the first one,
that one,
which was
actually
the one Darren picked.
Oh, right.
Okay. Goku was named after a vegetable. Which vegetable was it? A. Radish. B. Broccoli. C. Onion. D. Carrot. That's Phil. I'm going to have to give you... You need to give me an answer now that you've buzzed in, Phil.
The second one.
The second one.
Broccoli? Do you want me to read them again for you?
No, broccoli.
Broccoli?
Broccoli.
Yeah? No.
Oh, whoa.
Carrot.
Carrot is correct. 3-0. In fact, all of those vegetables are based at people off Dragon Ball Z are named after all of them.
Yeah.
Raditz, yeah. Radish, broccoli, and onion is someone I've never heard of. It's Oni.
Right,
it must be in the newer ones. And D, Kakarot, which is Goku's original
carrot
name. Yeah. Carrot. So there you go.
Darren, you're on three.
Darren's on three.
And I've got two beans.
I don't even know the answers to these. I've just been guessing.
You can pass, Darren. You don't have to guess.
I prefer guessing.
Okay. I like your spirit, Darren. So we're staying with Dragon Ball Z here, guys.
Okay.
I think you both watch Dragon Ball Z, so it's fair.
I didn't watch them all, obviously, but...
In Dragon Ball Z, Vegeta and Bulma had a second child after Trunks. What was its name? Was it called A. Finichu, B. Oneo, C. Shorty, or D. Bra?
I'm going to go with D. Bra.
Well, that's correct.
Yes!
I couldn't keep it straight there, so I said it. Even though it's so ridiculous.
I'm going to take the point.
Okay, Phil takes the point. 3-1. Moving on to question 6. Originally, the Powerpuff Girls were known as something else shortly before the first episode aired. What was their original name? A, The Amazing Girls.
It's The Amazing Girls.
It's not.
What? Can you give him that? Oh, no.
Did you think you knew that?
I did, yeah. That's what I said in my head when he said it. And I thought, I'm not 100% sure. So, wait, then we'll check.
Oh, dearie me. Oh, Phil, you need to take a bean. And I'm going to finish off the multiple choices for Darren. So we've got The Amazing Girls, The Special Girls, The Crazy Girls, or The Whoop-Ass Girls.
You don't have to
Special Girls sounds like they got special needs.
Mm, maybe.
I'm going to go with Special Girls. It seems like... It just seems completely wrong, but...
No, that's incorrect, Darren. Take a bean. It's actually The Whoop-Ass Girls.
The Whoop-Ass Girls?
The Whoop-Ass Girls.
I thought it was The Amazing Girls. I'm gutted about that.
Dear me, okay.
They won't be upset ass in the canteen.
Well, that's why they changed it.
Should have
thought
of it. So, question 7 of 9, and then we've got a special treat for you for the last 2 questions. Hope you're excited.
It's not an extra bean.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good. I'm question excited. 7. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles once teamed up with another gang of superheroes. Who were they? The Powerpuff Girls, the Power Rangers, Spider-Man, or Goku? Bill?
Power Rangers.
The Power Rangers is incorrect.
What?
I'm only joking. It's right.
That was what I was first thinking of. God's sake. Right, I need to think logically here now. I'm going to take the point.
Bill's going to take the point. Okay, it's 3-2. So, the last 2 questions, I've decided to mix it up a little bit. We're going to do something a little bit different.
Okay.
I have a couple of clips of theme songs for popular cartoons.
Okay.
And I'm going to start playing them. Okay, guys, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ready.
Here we go. Okay, so
not the foggiest.
We didn't know it off the clip, so I'm going to read out the names. So A, DuckTales, B, Speed Racer, C, the original Batman, or D, the Real Adventures of Johnny Quest. Ooh, Darren, Steve's in there.
The Real Adventures of Johnny Quest.
The Real Adventures of Johnny Quest is correct. Oh. Seals the game for Darren.
Feels fair.
4 points to 2. 1 question remaining.
Darren, do you not want to say winner takes all the beans?
No, I don't.
No. Okay. Well, we'll do the
Isn't
question.
Is it from Rugrats? What should be Rugrats now?
No.
Is it?
Okay, we're going to do the next one. Which is the last question. Phil can't win. Phil's got 3 beans. Darren's got only 1 bean. The winner of this doesn't take all, unfortunately, Phil. But you can knock one of your beans off.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Set. Go.
Congrats.
Darren shouted out why he didn't buzz, which is a penalty bean.
I did buzz.
He buzzed well after me, Darren.
I don't know.
You get a penalty bean for that, Darren, and I'm going to pick that one.
I'm going to go with Rugrats.
Phil goes with Rugrats, is correct.
Darren with his psychic abilities.
I'm going to I'm going to play it a little bit because I like the song.
Yeah, I never used to like Rugrats.
Oh, I used to love it.
No, I don't like it.
Brilliant theme tune.
Angelical, my idol.
Ripping doll's heads off.
Yeah. Ripping doll's head off.
Okay, guys, that was the final question of today's podcast. Phil gets it right. So, Phil, do you want to take a point or minus a bean?
I want to obviously minus a bean.
Minus a bean.
That bean, but I may end up picking it again.
Yeah, I'm going to pick these ones.
No!
But I'm going to close my eyes and mix them up. So, let's take out all of Darren's beans.
No, just mix all of them up. All right, okay, yeah, yeah.
Oh no, well, you don't want to get 2 really bad ones.
I really want to
Okay, guys.
In.
So, they're mixed up. It's fur, you can see, they're being mixed up.
Yeah, I've got my eyes closed. And I've got my eyes and your eyes.
Okay.
Closed.
So, So they're all squidged up. So we're going to go 1, 2, 3.
Not good, pal.
Oh, dude. That's not good.
Baby wipes, skunk spray, and possibly moldy cheese.
I think it's rotten egg, that one.
You like no, eggs?
That's moldy cheese.
I actually think I need a bucket on this one. I don't know why. I had Caesar salad for dinner, but...
Right. I can get you a bucket. Okay, guys, this is the best part of the podcast. I'm going to...
Who's going first? I'll go first while he's got more.
Yeah, Darren, you go first. Phil, hold your horses. Go on, Darren. Maybe you can eat them both at the same time. They might cancel each other, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to risk that.
You're not about me.
I'm going to go with a whist-leaking one, okay. Which is like an orange, sickly-leaking one.
So this is either mouldy cheese or caramel corn.
No, I'm not going to like any of them.
I forget, they could be a good one. Mouldy cheese, Darren.
Okay, it's mouldy cheese, but it's not that bad. It's mouldy cheese, but it's all right.
Probably a better nutritional value than sausage and chips, that's right.
Okay.
Okay, it's a blue one.
Duplaced or blueberry?
Just toothpaste, but then again, it's not too bad.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
I kind of like it.
Now for my favourite part, Phil. Phil's got 5 beans, unfortunately.
Okay,
Phil.
I'm
going
to get the worst one over, I think, and then mix it up. I'm not looking for the lawn clippings, though, either. Here we go. 3, 2, 1,
go!
So is it a good one?
Oh, God.
Where's it, Phil?
It's gone.
What flavour was it?
I don't actually know. It was horrific. I think it was a mixture. I think the mouldy cheese is fermented into the rotten egg.
I don't think the mouldy cheese was that bad.
Oh, it was a horrible, horrible aftertaste.
Okay,
as well.
Next right, one, guys,
I'm
is...
I'm going to do this and then I'm going to do the blue one.
Baby wipes or coconut?
Baby wipes, isn't
it? Baby wipes isn't even that bad.
Oh, baby wipes is quite bad. I've tried that.
Dude, this is horrible. Right, blue one. I'm not bothered about this one. We're probably going to be toothpaste.
I thought the toothpaste was quite nice.
Toothpaste is alright, yeah.
How did you get a bad one? Oh. I don't think he's ever had a good
ones.
He's had about 14 B.
I'm going to go with skunk spray. Oh, followed by...
Lawn clippings.
Yeah, but if it's not spray, it's licorice, which is still pretty bad.
Doesn't smell like licorice, no. Here we go.
Good?
Oh, dude. Oh, man, I don't like it at all. That makes me not want to eat after this. Well, listeners, after this, we go for a pizza and play some games. I don't want the pizza now. My breath smells like horse crap.
That smells like toothpaste.
All right, here we go. Last one. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. I don't like that one at all. You would think lawn clippings would be that bad, would you?
Yeah, have you ever tasted grass?
All of our viewers, we really need to start to implement some sort of face cam for it. Because it's absolutely
it is. Especially with the hands then. It was like, you ever seen Wallace and Gromit? Where he shakes his hands and he says cheese.
Oh man. Right, we've done it. Right, I lost the quiz.
I don't think that bad.
Oh, Phil, you've rushed it.
Can you smell it?
I can smell it from here. Oh, dear. Okay, everyone, that's going to be it for today. Thank you very much for listening to our sort of retro nostalgia-themed podcast for today.
No, it's funny you say retro, right?
All right, okay.
Because next week, Darren...
Got a very special...
Treat. You're looking at the bean thing, aren't you, Darren?
I was reading.
Oh, that was good, though. I'll never get some more.
I thought it worked quite good. Even the rotten cheese wasn't that bad to me.
Anyway, next week, Darren, got a very special treat for everyone, including our listeners.
Okay, off we go.
It's retro games of the 80s and 90s. Arcade games and console games galore.
Game Boy games, Phil, perhaps.
Maybe, Sonic. Yeah, there's a few Game Boy
original
games.
Original Game Boy, maybe. Black and white. Maybe you're catching them all.
Maybe we will catch them all one day, Darren. Who knows?
Okay, well, thank you very much, everyone. And we'll see you next week.
Yep, see you all next week.
Adios.
Adios, take care.
Bye.
Peace.